A two-time nationally published author and mindset accountability coach, Holly Johnson is my guest today. We talk about how to enhance your summer vacation through a positive and appreciative mindset. So sit back and enjoy. Hi, Holly. How are you?
Great. Caitlin, how are you?
Oh, good. It's so good seeing you, even though it's through Zoom.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's, I call it my COVID blessing, is because we, obviously technology has interfered with the personal experience, but in some ways it's made it a lot more personal. And I mean, I FaceTime with my mom, you know, once a week now. And if it weren't for COVID, I would probably still be trying to get my way through a phone call with her for 5 or 10 minutes. And now we talk for 45 minutes or an hour, and we can connect with people all over the world. It's great.
That's so nice. Yeah, my mom and my sister do an Alexa dinner once a week. Well, Holly, you are familiar with Grand County. You and I have worked together for years when you were representing Devil's Thumb Resort. You have authored several books now, and I wanted to talk to you today about how visitors coming to Grand County can enhance their visit through a positive and appreciative mindset, because as we've been talking, COVID really put a wrench in a lot of things. And so how can people travel with this positive and appreciative mindset?
In the book that I actually wrote during COVID, How to Make Feeling Good Your Priority, and it really evolved. It started to evolve before COVID, but then COVID put it on steroids of the people who I can't, and then the other camp of how can I? And one of the things in the goals with my book was to give some really simple tips on how people can set themselves up to have a great day or to make their day as successful as possible. And when you and I were talking earlier, and also, you know, living in Vail and being involved in the tourism industry up here, there's a lot of pressure on the hospitality and service industry. They are in what I'm calling now a labor pandemic. It's like, why, you know, forget shortage, you know, and how people are really committed to trying to make the guest experience, the visitor experience as good as possible. But everything's a relationship. And one of my friends said, I'm 100% responsible for 50% of the relationship. And I really think that that's true when people travel or interact, particularly with service industry people, is they think it's all about them and that what they're getting or what they're not getting, instead of how can we make this work together? And just to have that reminder that when you go on vacation, the Antlers Lodge in Vail started sending out a pre-visit welcome letter. And in it, they said the basic things about the trip, you know, what they're trying, you know, accomplish, and this is check-in and check-out. And they said, just know that everybody on our team is really dedicated to helping you have the best possible experience. But we are pressured with a lot of demand and some limited staff capabilities. So we're just asking you to pack an extra dose of patience. And remember that you're on vacation, and to hit the pause button, and to say please and thank you. And if you do go off the handle, I'm sorry. It was my favorite 5 words with my son. I always go, Andre, what are my 5 favorite words? He goes, please, thank you, and I'm sorry. And it goes, it will get you very far in life.
That's so true.
There's a lot of stress on the front desk staff because they're dealing with people who think that they should, you know, why can't I get my upgrade? And it's like, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, our occupancy is like 100%. You know, our upgrades went away 6 months ago. What else can we do to make your stay more beneficial for you? And to allow that process to happen and to realize that really people do have your best interest at heart.
Absolutely. Yes, I think that this time of our life is just so different than it was 3 or 4 years ago. But as you and I've talked, it is going to be the new norm for a while. And I just tell myself, just breathe and look around, go, oh my gosh, the scenery is incredible.
And things are not going to always go. It's called travel. You know, if you want your life to be the way you want it to be, stay home. Why spend the time and money to go to a different place? It's one of the things about in my book, How to Make Feeling Good Your Priority, is when you feel stressed out or do something different. If you normally turn right out of your driveway, turn left. You know, I said, you know, try to do something different every day. And so if you're on vacation, go, if there was only one thing that we could do today together, whether you're a couple or a family or you're a solo travel, what would that be? What will make my day great? And then everything else will kind of fall into place from that. And it's like, okay, and then what's one thing that we can do different? Or today, no is not part of our language. You know, kind of set up, make this fun. Say, before you say no, you have to think about saying yes. So I think a lot of it is set the expectation, but also to ask the question with your partner, with your family or whatever, is if you could get anything out of this trip, what would it be? What are we trying to accomplish here? Dad, you're always working. Mom, you know, can you not bring your computer or whatever? And set some boundaries that everybody agrees to, so that it's like, okay, I work for myself, Delph. One of the benefits is we can work from anywhere. Yeah. But one of the downsides is we're always working. So right. It's like, in order for me to stay sane and not have this mountain of work and feel like I didn't, you know, they took the vacation out of me before and after, I'm going to get up early and I'm going to work for 2 hours and then the computer gets shut down. Mm-hmm. And or whatever, like, make sure that everybody's on the same page about what they're hoping to get out of the vacation, how they're going to work together. And if there are things like work or phone calls or whatever, how that's going to be accommodated so people just don't feel resentful that, you know, I've got it from my family. Like, we hardly saw you on vacation.
Right. Well, Holly, that's such great advice. So tell me how people can find, buy your book, find out more about you, what you do, all that fun information.
Well, my book is available on Amazon, which is the easiest place to get it. And it's in print, Kindle, and audiobook. And it's How to Make Feeling Good Your Priority. So if you Google, if you go onto Amazon, it will take you to that page. And my contact information is holly@growthsolutionscoaching.com.
Holly, well, thank you so much for the great advice and insight, and have a great day.
My pleasure. And, you know, Grand County is an awesome place. So if you're going there, breathe deeply, take in that fresh mountain air, and thank your lucky stars that you're fortunate enough to be in such a beautiful place.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Gaylene.